It has to do with inspired, yeah, the breath of God.
Yeah.
It's very godly and divine.
Yeah, it's kind of like infused with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So how do you distinguish between that sort of deep enthusiasm, infusion, versus just excitement?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. Okay. Oh, this is a good, this could be one of the best questions ever. I think excitement, like we use the word excitement all the time in my house. Everything's so exciting around here. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we found the Lego. That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, we're going to have sushi. That's so exciting. Like, everything's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the excitement I'm about to talk about. There's another kind of excitement that is a little bit desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hungry. Like, I'm excited. I really need that to happen. I want that to happen. I'm craving that to happen. I'm so excited. Oh, my God, it's going to be my break.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, everything's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
I think enthusiasm is, there's a word that's coming to mind. There's something ironically detached about it. Like, there's something general about it. Like, I'm enthusiastic about truth-telling.
Mm-hmm.
And if a project shows up that's about that, then I'm enthusiastic about that. But I don't... I want to be there. And it's not a make or break. I want it. I want to be there, and I'm going to survive without it because my enthusiasm is in my being anyway. I can just take that enthusiasm and apply it to the next thing that I resonate with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Excitement is beautiful. It's wonderful. It's more specific.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more laser-like. It's more hopeful.
Love that.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great question.